In the name of our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Morning.
I have titled my sermon, A New Beginning. Can we say that together? A new beginning is the time to start all over again, but with more experience. This opportunity is given to everyone. It's a process in which the end result will be a better you. Now, every day we are given a chance to have a new beginning. For example, today we're starting a new week in September. A new school year has begun. Your sons and daughters are back in college, and the fall Angelus has come out. Lots of new beginnings. Now, God uses many images to describe His relationship He used the image of the shepherd and the sheep, the image of a husband and a wife, and of a father and his children. As a shepherd, and we as his sheep, he protects us. He provides for us. In the imagery of the husband and his wife, He loves us without condition. In the father-children analogy, we are always under His constant, watchful, loving care. We are never out of His protective presence. One of the greatest examples in the Bible about our relationship with God is pictured today in the reading from Jeremiah, in the imagery of the potter represented by the Lord and the clay, which is each one of us. In Jeremiah 18:1-4, God opened Jeremiah's spiritual eyes to see how we are in the hands of a loving God. Jeremiah got an understanding of what happens to a man or situation when that person or situation is placed in the hands of a loving God. Verse number 4 says, "The jar he was making did not turn out as he hoped, so he crushed it into a lump of clay again and started over." People of God, when you are in the hands of a loving God, He gives you opportunities to start all over again. He makes it possible for you to experience a new beginning. So what is the Lord's intention? He plans to take clay, which is our lives, and produce a high quality vessel. In Jeremiah 29, the Lord says, and please listen to this part. This is what the Lord says to us this morning. "I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Can somebody say amen, please?
Amen.
God knows the plan He has for us. He will give us a glorious future. But the problem is, people of God, people of grace, is that we don't always want to cooperate because we want to be in control. We humans have a tendency to believe that we are masters of our own fate. We don't really believe that God intervenes in our lives and helps to shape us. We would rather be in control control of our lives instead of yielding to the creative hands of God. God wants us to be willing to be shaped. Each one of us is a labor of love in the hands of the Master Potter of life. For God is actively at work. God's hands are always, always upon us. It is we who let go of God, not God who releases us. Our lives may turn out differently than we expect. Nevertheless, we can trust that God will create nothing less than a person in His image. It takes a long time to make a perfect vessel, a strong believer, for God to make out of you the person whom in His perfect plan for your life, He always intended. In order for this to take place, the Lord sometimes allows our lives to go through different processes. As we walk out our lives in this earth, we encounter so many difficulties, all kinds of trials. We make wrong decisions. We allow the wrong people into our lives. We face deception, sickness, criticism. Our children or other people break our hearts. We face divorce, the death of a loved one, and all kinds of difficulties. But you know what? If it would not have been for that divorce, perhaps you would not know how strong you are by yourself. If it would not have been for that sickness, you would not have known what your faith can do for you in your midnight hour. You might be still crying, but you still can find joy. Your heart may still be hurting, but you still praise the Lord. Perhaps you don't even know where you went wrong, but you still give God praise. Amen?
Amen.
We must remember that the best growth comes through persevering, through trials, and not escaping them entirely. It is not just by academic excellence that you will grow and change, but by being in the potter's hand. Keep in mind that in the process of giving us a new beginning, God may also use the hands of others rather than His own, such as the hands of parents, teachers, friends, family, fellow believers, even your parish priest. It is not easy to be clay in the potter's hands. Change makes us fearful, and we can't always see ourselves evolving into something new or different. Parents must adjust to children leaving the nest. Partners have to adjust to different stages of life. Communities have to adjust to the changes within their neighborhoods, and nations have to adjust to the changes within their culture. The church has to change too. Do you agree with me?
Yeah.
The church has to change too, allowing God to be master, the master shaper, rather than always trying to do it our way. I would like to ask you this morning, and please pay attention to this. What difficult thing are you currently going through? What is happening in your life right now? What is going on in your mind? What is happening? In the midst of your trial, remember, people of God, what Paul says in 2 Corinthians. Listen to this. We often suffer, but we are never crushed. Even when we don't know what to do, we never give up. In times of trouble, God is with us, and we are sometimes knocked down, but with the help of the Lord, we get up again. Psalm 89 tells us that there is power in the hand of God. There is power in the hand of God to repair any person, object, or situation that is beyond repair. Every irreparable situation in your life can be repaired. And that can be repaired by the mighty hand of God. When the hand of God comes on you, every dry bone in your life will just come to life again. Our Heavenly Father wants to use the events we encounter each day as tools with which to shape and sculpt us. He wants to deepen our faith, to develop within us the quality of perseverance, and to make us containers of His love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and goodness, as stated in Galatians 5. All of us are clay with imperfections, lumps, and impurities. It is the master potter who can ultimately determine the final product. Our role is to let God shape our lives, perhaps reshaping them as we proceed to the stages of life. It is our willingness to let God to do God's handiwork that will enable us to live our lives in their fullest potential. Now, I don't know what is your situation today, but what I know is that there is no mistake the hand of God can't correct. There is no damage the hand of God can't repair. There is no problem the hand of God can't solve. Isaiah 41 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." Can somebody say amen, please?
Amen. Amen.
God is telling you, God is telling us to not fear. You may be in a tight corner, and it looks like there is no way out of that difficult situation. You are tired of Egypt, and you want to move to the promised land. You want a new beginning, but it appears like there's a big red sea preventing you from moving forward. The hand of God will make a way for you where there seems to be no way, but you need to believe that. We are all works in progress. Sometimes it gets a bit messy. We make mistakes. We are not perfect. We will have setbacks. Good choices and habits can be challenging to maintain. We will have disappointments. Sometimes our best efforts just don't seem good enough. You might feel like, what's the use? But listen to this. When you are in the hands of a loving and merciful God, as the prophet Jeremiah saw, no matter how spiritually damaged or broken you are, God will not throw you away. He will not abandon you. the Potter, which is the Lord, still has use for you. And He will continue working in your life. Because God, listen to this. Please listen to this. Because God is ever so merciful, and He gives spiritually damaged, broken people an opportunity to start over again. He gives them a new beginning. God never gives up on you. So don't give up on yourself, on your children, on your marriage, on your sickness, or any difficult situation you might be going through. There's a saying with which I'd like to end this morning, and it says the following: be patient. God isn't finished with me yet. It's true. We are a work in progress. God is continuing to work on us. Like a pot, we are not perfect. Sometimes we really want to change, but it seems like we keep making the same mistakes. We get tired of trying, but we take things one day at a time, and we can always start again. To God be the glory.
Amen.